The 2D VDA provides a more robust velocity de-aliasing solution than the legacy VDA. 2D VDA's overall approach uses a least squares method to minimize errors in the velocity field. The algorithm builds a two-dimensional grid in azimuth and range for each elevation using a median velocity value for each grid center point. This grid serves as a measure of the large-scale velocity field. The velocity data then gets partitioned so smaller scale features such as mesocyclones, storm top divergence, gust fronts, and tornadic vortex signatures can be properly de-aliased. In this process, weighting factors are applied to the velocity data in order to remove noisiness. If you want to learn more about the details of how 2D VDA work, I have listed three papers on the slide that you can check out. They will go into much more detail about the algorithm's functionality.